You know, and say, your goodness is running after me. Now, normally when something is running after you, you're trying to get away. But when his goodness is running after you, you kind of slow down. Let him catch on up with you. You know, he's going to say, David said, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hey, please be seated. God bless you, three P's. Praise the Lord. Happy New Year, first Sunday in 2024. Now, when you get my age, you say, wow. And didn't know if I would ever see this time. But thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. God bless everyone on today. We bless the Lord. Thank God for that time of worship, praise and worship. Praise the Lord. The prayer, scripture, Brother Mike sharing his testimony, his heart of being in the house of the Lord on today. What a blessing it is. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. So we thank the Lord. So much has been said today already. You know, I thank God personally for this being the 11th year this Sunday, the 11th year of 3P's Christian Ministry. It's nothing that I ever sought after and never said, I want to pastor a church. But see, when God begins to speak to us, and he speaks to each one of us in different ways, it pays to do what the Lord say do. And what you, because I know now, see, you got natural, you got spiritual. From the natural side, I was retiring from my job of 33 years. I was 61 years old. I'm like, it's not time to be building anything. But I knew that what God was doing was bigger than me. And I thank God how he has used this ministry, as it's already been said, to share with the homeless, to feed the homeless, to clothe those who are naked, as it were. Wow. To go behind the prison walls and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be able to distribute food for years. Nobody but God. And from my background, it was like when the Spirit of the Lord said, don't pass the offering tray. My time in the Lord was offerings every day. Every time we came together, but in this time, God has sustained this ministry. Hallelujah. And I say, God, I want to thank you. Thank you for the relationships. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your love. See, we give God all the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to come together one more time. And we just ask that you would bless your word right now in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name. Amen. Amen. You know, there's no place I'd rather be than in the house of the Lord. You know, there's a whole lot of places that, you know, and time brings about a change. You know, there's a whole lot of places we sometimes think we would rather be. I remember growing up, Disneyland was the place. And now look at what the tickets cost. And what's going on there? I said, well, man, you know, you can pay the ticket, you can go in, but at some point they're gonna shut down and you gotta go back home, you gotta go somewhere. Some things are temporary, you know. No place I'd rather be. Sometimes we say, well, you know, I'd rather be at the beach right now. Well, that may be fine if you got a house on the beach, but after a while it's gonna start getting cold. The sand and blue all in your eyes and face, and you know, it's time to move on out of there. You know, there's a lot of places that we desire that's temporary. See, so when we begin to think of places where, when I begin to think of places where I'd rather be, I begin to think about the house of the Lord. Right. You know, sometimes sporting events. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a nephew, he cannot come to church during football season. He cannot miss his team. Well, see, he haven't made that connection with Christ yet. So his priorities is a little off, see. I never will forget, Sandy and I, we had remarried and been married for 2 or 3 years, and we in church every Sunday, every Friday night, you know, we church was the thing, and praise God for it. But I didn't know the church had got in me. I woke up one morning, football season. I think it was the playoffs. It was back in the 80s. And I woke up and my throat was a little sore. I said, well, Sandy, maybe you can get the Camille and Angela together. Y'all can go to church. I'll just stay home. They were okay, so they hopped in the old car and they went on to church. And listen, I was miserable. I didn't know that something had happened on the inside. I was sitting there and I was saying, okay, Sunday school is going on now. And it's bad enough my team was losing. And I said, well, now the choir's singing. You know, now they're testifying. Now they're at church preaching, and I was sitting there at the house in front of the TV, team losing. I was miserable. The Lord freed me up that day because I would rather be in the house of the Lord. Something had changed down on the inside. You know, sometimes we can go to a nice hotel, a nice resort. Some folks have timeshares. And you know, you go there and they, oh boy, everything is just so clean and so laid out and bed is nice and soft. But see, when your time is up, you may have paid for 2 days or 3 days. They didn't say four. They said, okay, your 3 days is up and it's time for you to get your hat, see. And you have to go back home or wherever you came from. But at the same time, we understand there's no place like home. How many know that today? I don't care where you go. I see these precious sisters just came off the cruise ship. I imagine you was glad when you left, but was glad when you got back home on top of it. There's no place like home. And so there's so many places, so many, you know, things we can say where we would rather be. But I would rather be in the house of the Lord. And that brings me to the scripture today in Psalms 84. We're going to look at about four verses in Psalms 84. And you know, I was looking at this psalm, and the superscription says, written by the sons of Korah. Written by the sons of Korah. Okay, and so I begin to look at other psalms, and it's about 11 of them that the sons of Korah wrote, penned this in the Bible. And so it was interesting because Korah didn't have a good testimony. Korah raised up a rebellion against Moses and said, well, you know what, who made you rule over us? You know, we serve God just like you. And they got about 250 fellows together and Moses said, listen, if God has put me here, he'll prove it to you by what he's going to do. And do you know that the ground swole up, opened up, and swallowed them whole? 250 of them. Showed them that God had put his stamp of approval on Moses and Aaron. We need to understand today that God has put his approval upon us when we accepted his son, Jesus Christ. When we became family members in the kingdom of God. And so it was a blessing because it was two other fellows that was with him, Dathan and Abiram, and their families were destroyed that same day. But Korah's son, the scripture tell me in Numbers 26 and 10, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah when that company died. When the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Watch this. Nevertheless, the children of Korah did not die. That tells me that God had a plan for his sons. See, I don't care what our past have been, but we serve a right now God. Amen. We serve a God who's able to turn our dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. We serve a God who has awesome plans for each one of us. I was hearing that Sister Jones was talking in Power Hour. She was just sharing, and she was talking about how God has a plan. All we have to do is trust him, and he'll work it out. So I say all of this to say, because this psalm really stood out to me. No place I'd rather be. How many like being, take joy in coming to the house of the Lord? How many of you take joy in getting in the presence of the saints of God? Amen. How many love that place where God touches you and speaks to your heart and your mind? It don't have to always be in the church. Because when the church is in you, you can be driving down the highway. And you can start thinking about the goodness of God like the song just said. Say, all of my life, you've been faithful. All of my life, God, you've been good. And if you're not careful, you'll have to pull over off the freeway and get your praise on. Put that baby in park. And if you got a stick shift, in neutral. And hit the emergency brake and start praising God. Say, no, don't put the cruise control on to do it. And I know these new Teslas and different ones now, they self-driving. It's hard enough for me to ride with other people, let alone a computer. I would be a nervous wreck. I wouldn't have no fingernails. But see, when Jesus is the captain, when Jesus is driving the car, everything will be all right. So in Psalm, listen, this is what blessed me. Because, see, it's something about when Christ comes into your life. Everything changes. Right. You know, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. It's about relationship. God is a God of relationship. See, we haven't joined a religion or some kind of group, but we've yoked up with the God of the universe in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, who washed all of our sins away. When you begin to think about the freedom that you have in Christ, the glory of God manifested in your life. When you look in the mirror and you don't look the same. Woo. When you start thinking about stuff that bothers you, but you don't think about it the same way, something has happened on the inside. When you find yourself being more of a peacemaker than a peace breaker. Thank you, God. When now you can break a mirror and don't think about no 7 years of bad luck. Why? Because you've been set free in Jesus Christ. Like how the preachers always say, I ain't going to be up here long. But let me just get this little part out of y'all. Y'all help me here. No place I'd rather be. And when I began to look at these psalms, we're going to hit about three or four of them. It speaks to me of someone having a relationship with God. See, you can have joy in the midst of trouble. You can have the joy of the Lord when things are going sideways in your life. When you think about the goodness of God. And listen what the writers of this psalm say. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. Oh God, the Lord of heaven's armies. How lovely is your tabernacle. How lovely is your dwelling place. That place where I can commune with you. Thank you, God. So I picture this, someone penning this. See, you can't write about something you don't know about. You can't talk about somebody you don't know. You can talk about them, but if you don't know them, you're just talking. But when you can talk about someone you know, oh, how lovely is your tabernacle, oh Lord of hosts. Listen to this. My soul longs. Have you ever had a longing in your spirit? Have ever had a longing in your soul for a touch from the Lord? Yeah. Do anybody remember when you first cried before the Lord? Mm. Wasn't nothing sad. You didn't get a whooping. But the Spirit of the Lord overwhelmed you. And tears begin to roll down your face. Do you ever long for the time when God first touched you? When you first saw the light and the burdens of your heart was rolled away. He said, oh, Lord of hosts, my soul longs, yes, my soul even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Everything within me is crying out for the living God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's how real he is. Sometimes friends can seem so far away. Sometimes even those closest to us can seem like we're just not on the same page. Oh, but when we can fix our gaze on Jesus, the one who said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, I will be with you always, even until the end of the age, we can say, my soul is longing for you, God. Longing for a touch from you, Lord. He said, my soul longs, yes, even faint for the Lord. My heart, I'm just talking about your innermost being. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God. Said, listen to this. And so he begins to get the picture here. Even the sparrow, even the little bird has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts. There's tranquility where the presence of the Lord is. Thank you, Lord. He said, O Lord of hosts, it's good to know who he is now. It's good to see, because if we don't know who he is, then how do we really approach him with what we need and with the praise and worship that he so deserves? We have to know him. Paul said, all that I might know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his suffering. He said, my King and my God, blessed are those, listen to this, your brother could even tell your neighbor, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Is anybody praising the Lord on today? And did you notice that little word at the end, Selah? That means just pause. Just think about it. Just think about how good he is. Think about how good he's been to you. You know, I would imagine that most of us in here today, you're in places where you never thought you would be. You may have had some times in your life that you didn't think you were going to make it. But God said, you shall live and not die, and declare the glory of God. Amen. In verse 10 of the same chapter, he say, for a day in your courts is better than a thousand. See, just one moment in God's kingdom is going to pay for it all. Amen. All of my troubles, all of my trials, they're going to all be over when I see Jesus. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. Listen, this blessed me right here, because I'm talking about no place I'd rather be. He said, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Is that anybody's testimony? Would you rather be in the house of the Lord somewhere, or would you rather be out there on the street? Would you rather be out there with those that's trying to do some smash and grab? Those getting ready to do whatever it means. No. I would rather be in the house of God. Just, you know, I don't have to be up front, God. I don't have to have a title or position. But I just want to be in the house of the Lord. Just let me in the house, God. Let me sit down with Sister Janet and just say, thank you, Jesus. See, just let me in the house of the Lord. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. And I'm telling you, we're living in a wicked world. We're living in a time where folks can't get along, folks can't trust one another, but it's something about being in the presence of God and the people of God. We should be very transparent. We should be very open about who we are. I don't have to put on no plastic face. Listen, what you see is what you get. Whether it's Sunday or Friday, this is it. Because Christ in us, the hope of glory. Verse 7 says, for the Lord, this kind of jumped off the pages to me. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He's a sun. What do the sun do? The sun give light. What does the sun do? It gives you warmth. He says, for the Lord God is a sun, and not only he's a shield for you. For you, I think it's Psalm 3:3. For you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the lift of my head. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord will give grace and glory. Listen, someone. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. See, this is very important. You might want to hit that air conditioner. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Now, you know within ourselves dwells no good thing. We know that all of our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of the Lord. But he says, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. What does that mean? See, you cannot walk uprightly without the righteous one living in you. And what does the Lord require? That you do justly, that you love mercy, and that you walk humbly before your God. And when we put Christ first, no good thing will he withhold. See, sometimes God is withholding some things that we don't need. Have you ever wanted something and then after time go by, you say, I'm so glad I didn't get it. If I had got that, I would have been in a mess. Have anybody ever bought a brand new car and it's so clean and smells so good and moves out so good and that first payment comes? And it say, for the next 60 months, it don't look the same. But Christ never changed. His love stays the same. And as we gravitate to his love, then we begin to see things changing in our life. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Listen at the heart again. Oh, Lord of hosts. Have you ever been in a place to say, oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Have mercy, God. Oh, Lord of hosts. Listen, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Church today, whoever's trusting in the Lord, I'm telling you, you'll be blessed. Because if we're not trusting in the Lord, we're trusting in ourselves. We're trusting in our bank account. We trust in our health, and all of this stuff forementioned ain't nothing but temporary. It can be here today and gone tomorrow. No place I'd rather be. You all may have saw me with the phone out, and I was taking a little video clip. You know why I was doing that? Because my nephew is in prison. And his heart is longing to be in the house of the Lord. So when I can take a little 30-second clip and send that to Lancaster Prison to a man who's doing life without, but now have hope in Christ because he said God told him to get ready for the board. When I can send him that can give him a little glimpse of what God is doing in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so I'm going to look at about two other scriptures that the sons of Korah wrote. But I'm just going to look at a verse or two. Because I want us today to see that it's not just in the building which we love doing, but it's in Christ. He says it's an intimate relationship with him. Psalm 42:1 says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. The deer that's panting for water, he's very vulnerable. He don't have claws and teeth. He can't defend himself. And sometimes predators are hanging around the water hole. And sometimes the little deer is real thirsty. And he's looking for that opportunity where he can get to the water. Jesus said he had water that will never thirst again. Thank you, Lord. So my soul is panting after you, God. Nothing should be more important to us than to be seeking the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. God is close to us. Psalm 46:1-2, God is our refuge. He's our safe place, Brother Peter. God is our, not only is he our safe place, God is our refuge, what? And strength. Our strength comes from the Lord. You can go to 24-hour fitness all day. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We need, listen, wake up, you guys. We need to do that. But at the end of the day, our strength comes from God. The word of the Lord came to Zerubbabel saying, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and you can too, according to the word. God is our refuge and strength. Listen to this, a very present help in trouble. I know somebody in here been in trouble before, and I know that God has came to your rescue. And what do you do when God shows up like that? You say, thank you. What else can we say? Thank you, Lord. I didn't know what to do. You know, and let me just throw this in real quick before I shut it down here. It ain't nothing wrong, especially you men, to say, God, I don't know what to do. Oh, yeah, but I'm the daddy, yeah. I'm the husband. I'm the, but listen, sometimes the husband, the daddy, the but don't know what to do. And God has said, thank you. I'm glad you're saying you don't know what to do. Just, I can move. Just come close to me, follow me, and everything will be all right. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. See, perfect love casts out fear. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, we'll stop right there with that verse, but we can trust God. In the midst of our trials, church, we can trust the Lord. Because where can we go but to the Lord? Who is it that cares for us like no one else but the Lord? No place I'd rather be than be with the Lord. Somebody said the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. God, I heard Martin Luther King in one of his men say, I just want to do the will of God. He's facing discrimination. He's facing jail time. He's facing dogs and water. But he said, I just want to do the will of God. He said, I'm just trying to do what God called me to do. And I think if we get that same mind, God, I just want to please you. God, I just want to do what's right before you. God, it may not fit somebody. Somebody may not like it. But God, you said if I humble myself before you, that you would give me direction for my path. You would guide me. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. Psalm 47, 1 and 2. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples. If I ain't put y'all to sleep yet, clap them hands for me. Amen. For the Lord. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Listen to this. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. Anybody here know that today? Is he the great king of all of the earth? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And see, then David shifted gears. He said, well, I know what the boys of Korah is talking about. He said, but I know something about him for myself. See, you got to know him for yourself. Praise the Lord. And in Psalm 63 and 1, he was on the run. His life wasn't left worth a plug nickel at the time. But he said, oh, God, there's that oh again. Oh, God, you are my God. Listen at the intimacy here. Early will I seek you. I think we should pray first thing in the morning. We should call on the Lord first thing in the morning. We should get in his word first thing in the morning. We should tell our wives and children, I love you first thing in the morning. And give God glory for them. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. We look at the news today. We look at the world situation. We look at our nation. We look at the stuff that's going on. And it's like, God, we're in a dry and a thirsty place where there seems to be no water. He says, so I have looked for you, where at? In the sanctuary. To see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. One more verse, Psalms 27 and 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord. Oh, y'all. That ought to be our heart's desire. One thing, not a multitude of things. Not riches and honor and glory and things, but one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that I will seek after. What? That if I'm going to seek after it, that means I'm searching for it. That means I'm looking for it. And how am I going to find it if I'm not looking for it in the pages of Scripture? If I'm not looking for it in intimate relationship with God, in my prayer and fasting before Him. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, and not just from 12 to 1:30. Not just from power hour to midday worship. Not just 7 days a week in church somewhere. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That means I have committed my life to the Lord. I've said, God, come on in and take control. You be the captain of this ship, God. Thank you for saving my soul, making me whole. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins, writing my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, God, I all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to make my request known in His temple. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for in the time of trouble, see, He'll hide me. In His secret place, He'll protect me. No better place, no place I'd rather be than with the saints of God, than in the house of the Lord, than in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can have this whole world, but give me Jesus. Amen. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, somebody's going through today in the name of Jesus. All you have to do is get your mind on the Lord. Get your mind on Jesus. Think of that secret place. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise the Lord. Saints, this is my message today. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, God. I pray that someone grab hold to that. And you may be close to God now. Get a little bit closer. You've been walking with God a long time. Walk a little bit further. Walk a little bit more. You're just coming to know the Lord. Oh, get excited about your Jesus. Get excited about the Word of God. Draw close to Him. And if you draw close to Him, He'll draw close to you. Oh, my God. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. This is Communion Sunday. This is First Sunday. And these fellas on the front row made me go over my time. But praise the Lord. Will the officers come? We're going to administer communion at this time. Is there anyone while the ministers are coming, if you would like to give your life to Christ, you may be sitting in the sanctuary. You may be sitting on your bed at home watching this service, or you may have watched some other services somewhere else. But God is real. And He's loving, and He's kind, and He's gracious, and He's forgiving. If you haven't made that leap of faith, today is your day. Whether you do it in your heart, right where you're sitting, or you bold and raise up your hand and say, Jesus, come into my life. And I guarantee you, you'll never be the same again. There's a weight that will lift off of the sin-sick soul. Somebody say, preacher, what you calling me, a sinner? Yeah. Because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And no one saved is no better than anyone else, but we're better off because we made Jesus our choice. And there's a freedom that go along with that. So if you're in the room or wherever you may be, if you just repeat this little prayer after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I recognize I'm a sinner. I recognize that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, loved me so much that He gave His life for me. God, I want you to take control of my life. Lead me, guide me, forgive me of my sins. Wash me and I'll be clean, Lord. Purge me, Lord. I'll live the battles of my days for you. In Jesus' name, amen.